Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is DeJuan Boyd, a.k.a. DJ Rabbit, representing Rabbit Productions, hanging out chilling with my girl, Cy Buggy. That's right, Cy Brown, right here on LifeRemixedRadio.com. Say word.
Hey, everybody. Today is New Year's Eve day. New Year's Eve is tonight. Or how does that work? I don't even know how that works. Is it New Year's Eve day or New Year's Eve night day? However it works. Today is December 31st. So I guess that makes this New Year's Eve day. However that works. But anyway, I'm happy to be here. I had a not so good morning this morning. I got my mom called me at about, I'd say, matter of fact, let me look at my phone. It was about 8:20, and she said, "Cy, you know, I got to talk to you." And she let me know that her ovarian cancer has returned. So I was thinking of some music and some songs that kind of would cheer me up, and I listened to some really good, like, gospel songs this morning, and it made me feel a lot better. But I'm just going to play a song, a really peaceful song, before we get into today's show. So take a listen to this, and I'll be right back on the other side to do a wrap-up of 2008 as we usher in 2009. It's your girl, Cy Brown, right here on LifeRemixedRadio.com.
Thank you.
thought that would be a nice way to start the show for today. Just nice and calm and peaceful and melodic, and get ready for all the wonderful things that God has in store for us for 2009. I don't know, do you say 2009 or 2009? I don't know how that, which way that's supposed to go, but that's part of this long CD that I have. That's just one of the tunes where it's just a whole bunch of different, like, oceans and winds and harps and, you know, I think it's actually called Harps by the Sea, so it's a pretty good CD. It's called Harps by the Sea, and it's just nice and relaxing and peaceful. And yes, my darling Kirby Queen put in the chat room, very peaceful. So I just love that song. So I've got a bunch more. I've got a bunch more like that. But that one is kind of nice. So that one's good to play, good to listen to, good to hear. Today's not going to be a long show. I did share with you at the top of the show that my mom called, and it's kind of sad that she has been diagnosed again, or her ovarian cancer is trying to rear its ugly little head. And so I just really wanted to say, I've got a lot of things obviously I have to take care of in dealing with that call that I received this morning, but I wanted to share with all of my listeners what I'm thankful for. And very often, like, you know how you have little kids for Christmas, they're like, oh, what'd you get for Christmas? What'd you get for Christmas? And they're naming off, I got this, I got this, I got this, I got this. And as we get older, there's not too many things that, you know, we really want for Christmas, or either we don't want too much or the gifts get a little bit bigger. Oh, I got a car or a new coat, or my husband bought me earrings, or my boyfriend bought me a ring. But looking at all of this stuff that we've gone through in 2008, I wanted to make a list, or not I wanted, I had to think about the things that I'm actually most thankful for, or most grateful for, or most appreciative of, and that didn't have to do with money. Obviously, I'm happy that I have money that comes in to pay my bills, but what are we grateful or thankful for that does not have to do with barter or trade or money? And the first thing that came to my mind was health. I look at my mom right now, and I know she would trade everything she has just to be healthy. And that's something that money cannot buy. Money can't buy health. Money can't buy, you know, you think it can, but it really can't. So I'm grateful. I'm fighting off a little bit of a sore throat. I had my tonsils taken out a couple of years ago. So I'm fighting off a bit of a sore throat, but I'm really thankful that I've got my health. For the most part, I can get up. I've got my limbs. I can walk. I can maneuver. I mean, my grandmother is 87 years old, and God bless this woman. She still gets up, and she cooks, and she cleans, and she makes her bed every day, and tidies up the kitchen, and she still makes Sunday dinner, and she's 85 years old, so that's definitely a blessing. And that's not to say she doesn't have ailments either. She's got her ailments, and she's suffering, unfortunately, from osteoporosis, and she's got a few other things that she's dealing with, but for the most part, you can get out of bed, and you can maneuver, and you can, you know, handle your day. That definitely says a lot. So I'm very grateful and very appreciative for my health. And the second thing that I'm most grateful for, you know I do everything in threes, is my family and friends. I underestimated the power of friendship. I underestimated the power of having the ability to call people, or for people to be able to call you. You know, if you want to have a lot of friends, you have to be friendly. If you want to have that resource to tap into when you most need it at your darkest moment, you have to be there for other people during their dark moments. So you can't really expect people to be there for you if you're not there for other people. Kind of like that karma thing happening. So I'm very, 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 very grateful for family and friends and for the ability to maintain relationships. Because if you think about it, some people don't even know how to be a friend. I know I didn't know how to be a friend for a long time. I just knew, okay, I know this person. but how to cultivate a friendship, how to develop a relationship, how to really maintain it. You know, check on people's kids. Send them little birthday notes. Send them birthday cards. There's so many gadgets on the internet, little friend feed and reminders and all these things that can help you stay in touch. I actually happen to have a pretty good memory, especially when it comes to numbers, so I remember birthdays pretty well. I have a friend who I haven't spoken to in a really, really long time, and I remember they said their daughter's birthday, you know, when the daughter was born about 2 years ago. I just remember, like, December for some reason. And so one night I was getting ready to go to bed, and I remember, and the little girl popped into my head. So I called and I said, is your daughter's birthday, you know, this week or something? And they said, yeah, it was Monday. And I was probably like a day or two late. So I'm pretty good with remembering numbers and birthdays and stuff like that. But just little calls like that, how are you, how's your family, how's your mom, how's the house coming along, that's what establishes friendships and that's what establishes relationships. And I saw today the power of people coming to my aid and people calling me and texting me and checking on me after what happened with my mom, because I'm friendly and because I'm friends with people and because I have friends and because I like to be friendly. So I'm very grateful for that. And the last thing, number three, I'm most grateful that I have the ability to love, that I have the ability to love and to give love. And that says a lot, because a lot of people don't know how to love. They just are. And I didn't even know what love looked like. It took me a very long time to know what love looked like. I wasn't sure what it was supposed to look like, what it was supposed to feel like. And as you draw a closer relationship to God, you'll begin to see how to love. If you look at what Jesus did in Jesus' walk, He shows you very clearly what to do to love somebody, what it is to love somebody, what love is supposed to look like. So just, I followed the teachings of Jesus Christ as the master teacher to really, really see how to love and how to love back. And I thank God that I have the ability to love, because once you start loving, people will automatically love you back. So I'm very, very happy and grateful for that. And so those are the top three things I'm thankful for this year, for my health, for my family and friends, and for the ability to love. Very happy, very grateful, very, very appreciative. And before we end today's show, which is really abbreviated, I just have so much to do today and calls to make and things, I want to end today's show. This is our last show of 2008, and I cannot think of a better person to spend it with than Miss Celeste Dent, who I've befriended as of late. I mean, just within the last 2 to 3 weeks, really, to be a friend. And I can't think of a better way to close this year out on Life Remixed Radio than with a nicer, sweeter person than Celeste, who's a faithful listener, who I hope my work can bless her life in immeasurable ways in 2009. So just a very heartfelt thanks for being there for me, being a friend for me when I really need it. I don't take things like that lightly, so I just want to say thank you. She put a smiley face in the chat room for hanging out with me. And to all of my other listeners that I can call by name, I know a lot of you I cannot call by name, but there's some that always make their presence felt in the chat room. To Vernon, who's High Road, to Roland, True View, cannot forget Sandy, How Elegant, cannot forget Dave, who's Curly, LaVon, who's in Pittsburgh, Tiffany Janae, who's in Cali, Mama Smokey, who's in Cali, Pastor Montan McDonald, who's dropping Seed Radio in Nashville, Tennessee, Yeshu, who's in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Dewan Boyd, who is the show's engineer, who's in Atlanta, Didi Shocheda, who is the show's publicist, and those are the people, and Shamika Gums, oh my goodness, who helped me start this show as my executive producer back in June. We started in June, and our first full broadcast was in July, so big ups to Shamika, and just a host of people that make this show go every single day. So thank you, thank you, thank you very much for listening to the show And it would be robbery to not end this show with the Lord's Prayer as we wind down 2008 and welcome in 2009. If you can just find yourself a nice, quiet place, just get yourself in perfect alignment with God, close your eyes, meditate, bring in all of the energy that you can possibly muster, and have it filter through your body so just God's light can shine through you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is your kingdom, the power and the glory forever. Amen. And I'm going to play Bach's Prelude one more time just to wind down the show, to just have a nice, quiet, reflective moment, just a moment of thought and a moment of prayer and a moment of meditation. Just thank you so much for a wonderful, 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 amazing year we've had. And I'll be back on the other side with my final thoughts. I shall pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that I can do, or any kindness that I can show to any human being, let me do it now. Let me not defer or neglect it, for I shall not pass this way again. Thank you so much for a wonderful and amazing year. I love you all for listening, and I will see you in 2009. God bless you all.